Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Vagabonding by Rolf Potts, an insightful exploration of long-term world travel. Rolf Potts, an experienced traveler whose work has graced the pages of National Geographic Traveler, Slate.com, and The Guardian, brings his wealth of knowledge to this seminal guide on ditching the traditional path and embracing a life of adventure. Vagabonding teaches the art of travel for the sake of travel. Potts provides practical advice on how to fund extended travels, determining which destinations might call to you, and handling the inevitable ups and downs of life on the road. More than just a travel guide, this book is a philosophical take on the liberation and discoveries that await when you allow yourself to journey on the less trodden paths. This book is perfect for anyone yearning for a life less ordinary, those seeking an alternative way to travel, or interested in the enriching experiences of long-term vagabonding. So whether you're a seasoned traveler or a novice looking for transformative experiences, tune in to discover how vagabonding might just be the catalyst you need to take that prolonged trip you've been dreaming about. I'm Vagabonding, An Uncommon Guide to the Art of Long-Term World Travel. Introduction: Exploring the World on Your Terms, Unveiling the Art of Vagabonding. Imagine stepping away from the daily grind and embracing the freedom of the open road for weeks, months, or even years. This isn't your standard vacation getaway. This is vagabonding, a unique approach to traveling the world on your own terms. Far from the typical holiday experience, vagabonding is an adventure that transcends conventional travel, challenging the stereotypes of aimless wandering without a purpose. But what exactly is vagabonding, and how can you master this art of prolonged travel? Vagabonding is not about escaping life, but rather enriching it with experiences and adventures that traditional short-term vacations simply cannot offer. It's a deliberate choice to explore the world in a deeper, more immersive way. If the idea of setting off into the unknown for an extended period stirs a sense of excitement in you, then you are already on your way to understanding the essence of vagabonding. This exploration will provide you with insights into determining the optimal time to embark on your vagabonding journey, understanding the financial aspects, how much money you actually need to sustain your travels, experiencing the unconventional thrills of navigating different cultures, such as the adrenaline-pumping rides in Russian taxis. So, if you're ready to transform the way you see travel and the world, these insights will prepare you for a life-changing adventure. Embrace the concept of vagabonding and discover how you can turn the world into your playground, one day at a time. Part 1. Setting Yourself Free. The independence needed for long-term travel. Are you ready to dive into the world of vagabonding? Before you pack your bags, it's essential to ask yourself one critical question: Am I truly independent? Independence in this context goes beyond the typical definition. It's about liberating yourself from the common misconception that only the fortunate few can afford the luxury of long-term travel. It's about viewing travel not as a privilege, but as a profound journey accessible to anyone, including you. The idea that extensive travel requires a massive bank account is a pervasive myth. Recall the movie Wall Street, where Charlie Sheen's character, a determined young trader, speaks of making a fortune before his 30s to fulfill his dream of motorcycling through China. Yet, the irony is stark. Many of us could save enough for such an adventure in much simpler ways, perhaps even with a job as humble as a janitor within months. In Western society, we often view travel as an expensive luxury, akin to buying a new car or the latest fashion. We treat vacations as brief escapes, tightly scheduled and highly structured, which hardly allow us to delve into the unexpected and the transformative experiences travel offers. These short 10-day trips barely scratch the surface of what it means to truly explore and understand different cultures and landscapes. Our skewed relationship with money plays a significant role here. It dictates our lives to such an extent that many feel financially handcuffed, unable to envision a life where extended travel is feasible. Under this perspective, long-term travel becomes a distant fantasy, reserved only for the affluent, nomadic hippies, or adventurous students. However, the upcoming insights will challenge these assumptions and demonstrate why anyone, regardless of economic background, can embark on the empowering journey of vagabonding. This chapter sets the stage for redefining what it means to travel, inviting you to embrace your independence and prepare for the liberating adventure of discovering the world on your own terms. Part 2. Now is the perfect time to start your vagabonding journey. When it comes to vagabonding, the ideal moment to begin isn't marked by booking tickets or packing bags. It's sparked by a shift in mindset. The moment you stop postponing and start actively planning your escape into the world. Vagabonding starts the instant you cease making excuses, begin saving money, research destinations, and pore over maps. It's about a proactive attitude, one of exploration, learning, confronting fears, and changing lifelong habits. This mindset isn't something you can acquire at an airport check-in desk. It's a philosophy that must be nurtured well before you leave home. Your very first step, before even considering what to pack, must be to generate income. Earning your travel funds is not just about having cash. It symbolizes earning your freedom. This is essential because the ethos of vagabonding rests on choosing to travel for the adventure itself, not as a means of escape from your daily life. Consider the case of trustafarians, individuals who travel on their family's dime. Though this might sound ideal, these travelers often derive less satisfaction from their journeys. They haven't earned their way or their freedom, resulting in a travel experience that feels more like a brief hiatus than a meaningful exploration. The value of their trips diminishes because they lack a personal stake in the journey, and they often miss the point that the search for meaning is not in the destination, but in the journey itself. Before embarking on a vagabonding lifestyle, it's crucial to distinguish between vacationing and vagabonding. The typical vacationer works to live, treating travel as an occasional reward. Vagabonds, on the other hand, view their labor as a means to sustain their travels. This fundamental difference shapes a vagabond's entire approach to life and travel, emphasizing that the right time to start vagabonding is, indeed, right now. Part 3. Embrace simplicity, a crucial trait for the lifelong traveler. In the heart of vagabonding lies a vital principle, simplicity. As you embark on long-term travel, remember, it's less about the quantity of money you possess and more about how effectively you use what you have. The art of keeping things simple is not just a travel tactic, but a transformative lifestyle choice. Emphasizing minimalism and reducing material possessions is a theme echoed across many major world religions, not as a mere suggestion, but as a path to genuine happiness. Yet, despite this widespread wisdom, many find it challenging to truly live simply. To gauge your readiness for a simplified life, a practical test is to fit all your essentials into a single backpack. This exercise isn't just about preparation. It's a vivid metaphor for stripping down your life to the basics. Mastering the art of living with less is an indispensable skill for anyone serious about vagabonding. If simplifying seems daunting, here are three practical strategies to help you start. First, practice restraint in acquiring new possessions. Avoid the temptation to buy new gadgets or travel gear prematurely. Often, you'll find what you need along the way, so it's best to embark with just the essentials. A sturdy pair of shoes and a reliable backpack are sufficient. Second, embrace frugality. Funnel the money you save from simple living strategies, like cooking at home and bringing lunch to work, into a dedicated travel fund. You'd be surprised how quickly small savings can add up. Third, declutter and downsize. Engage in mini purge sessions where you sell unnecessary items. Not only does this clear physical space, but it also boosts your travel budget. Though at first glance living frugally may seem less appealing, many vagabonds discover that traveling on a tight budget is actually their preferred mode. It's not just about saving money, it's about the experiences that come with it. Stepping out of your comfort zone, taking calculated risks, and confronting your habitual ways of living can profoundly change your perspective. Imagine realizing that what you spend on a single meal in your home country can fund a week's worth of delicious dining in another part of the world, like India. This kind of perspective is not just enlightening, it's addictive, turning simplicity into a deeply satisfying way to travel. Part 4. How preparation shapes your travel surprises. When it comes to setting out on a vagabonding adventure, you face a pivotal decision. Plan every detail or embrace the thrill of the unknown. Each approach profoundly influences the nature of your journey. Experienced travelers often share that excessive preparation can actually detract from the travel experience. The magic of vagabonding frequently springs from serendipitous discoveries and unforeseen encounters. Overpreparing can not only lessen these delightful surprises, but might also skew your perception of a destination. Consuming too many films and books can paint an overly romantic picture of a place, leading to disappointment when you're confronted with its real-life complexities, such as unkempt streets or less than friendly locals. That said, if you're new to extended travels, some preparation is undoubtedly beneficial. However, be selective about your sources. Daily news, for instance, should be consumed with skepticism. Television programs, in particular, might exaggerate conflicts or disasters, presenting a distorted view of a destination. Guidebooks, too, offer a double-edged sword. While helpful, they should not be your sole fountain of knowledge. I once visited Vietnam and noticed that some businesses highlighted in popular guidebooks delivered subpar service. They seemed to rely on their guidebook mentions to attract continuous streams of tourists, neglecting the need to maintain high standards of customer service. A better alternative could be to explore travel blogs. The internet is brimming with first-hand travel accounts and honest reviews shared by fellow travelers. These can provide a more realistic and personal view of what to expect. This blend of minimal preparation with an openness to discover and learn on the go can lead to a more balanced and enriching travel experience, full of the unexpected joys that true vagabonding brings. Part 5. Embrace the slow travel approach to enhance your journey. Imagine this. You're on a vacation, but instead of feeling relaxed, you're more stressed than you were at work. Sound familiar? This is often the result of trying to squeeze in every possible activity and sight into a tight schedule. To truly savor your travel experiences, it's essential to discard your rigorous itineraries and to-do lists. Rather than rushing from one landmark to another right after landing, why not slow down and immerse yourself in the surroundings? Taking the time to thoroughly explore and engage with your environment can transform even the simplest activities into memorable adventures. When you adopt a slower pace, every day spent vagabonding can shift your perspective, making the ordinary seem extraordinary. Simple actions such as hailing a cab in Moscow or navigating a menu in Osaka become thrilling experiences that you wouldn't encounter in your routine life. Even small details like a unique scent in the air or the distinct fashion of locals can capture your curiosity and delight. This mindful approach to travel is reminiscent of childhood, a time when everything around us held newness and intrigue. As a traveler embracing this slow, explorative mode, you become akin to a child, finding joy and fascination in the most mundane moments, from observing local interactions to appreciating the natural beauty of your surroundings. By slowing down, you not only enrich your travel experience, but also allow yourself the chance to fully absorb and understand the complexities of new cultures. From language and customs to the simple act of crossing the street, each of these elements adds layers to your adventure, turning every day into a rewarding exploration. Part 6. It's the people, not just the places, that enrich your travel experience. When you set out to travel, it's not just the destinations that shape your journey, but the people you encounter along the way. The months or years you spend exploring different parts of the world are heavily influenced by these interactions, which can range from casual conversations in a cafe to relationships that last a lifetime. These connections might be with fellow travelers or with locals, you could find yourself sharing a drink with someone for just one night, or, in some cases, meeting companions who become integral parts of your life. The cultural exchanges you experience, be it singing along to traditional drinking songs, debating political landscapes, or mastering dinner etiquette, are invaluable. Engaging with people from diverse backgrounds not only broadens your understanding of their culture, but also sheds light on aspects of your own. For example, someone from a culture that highly values individualism might find profound insights into communal societies that prioritize the collective over the individual. As you navigate these social landscapes, remember that the concept of money will also appear different from what you're accustomed to at home. Managing finances wisely is essential in vagabonding, but it's equally important not to become miserly to the point of absurdity. It's not uncommon to see travelers spending lavishly on luxuries while penny-pinching over minimal amounts in local markets or with taxi fares. Maintain a balanced approach to your finances, appreciating the value of both your money and the services you pay for. Moreover, travel with an open mind, but maintain a healthy sense of skepticism. You might be tempted to romanticize and potentially adopt new ways of life at the expense of your own cultural identity. This phenomenon, known as romantic primitivism, was notably seen during the 60s when many Westerners idealized and migrated to places like India, often disregarding the complexities of such transitions. Approaching your travel experiences with generosity and openness, while keeping an awareness of your own cultural lenses, can lead to a richer, more authentic journey. Through this mindful interaction, the connections you make are bound to deeply enhance not only your travels, but also your perspectives on life. Part 7. Redefining Adventure in the Modern Age. The classic image of adventurers like Indiana Jones, exploring uncharted territories and uncovering hidden treasures, may appear antiquated in today's thoroughly mapped world. Every continent has been explored and every mountain named. So does this mean the era of adventures has come to an end? Not quite. It's time to rethink what adventure really means when traditional risk-taking has become less typical. Even if you find yourself on a remote Himalayan path or in the dense forests of Borneo, the concept of adventure has dramatically evolved. Consider the case in 2001, when millionaire Dennis Tito spent $20 million to become the first civilian to travel into space. This venture might suggest that the final frontiers of adventure are beyond our planet. Yet, this perspective is rooted in a purely physical interpretation of what it means to be an adventurer. In reality, the essence of true adventure should be viewed as more of a spiritual or psychological challenge rather than a physical conquest. The problem with contemporary adventures is that they are often overplanned and approached with a consumerist mindset, framed by precise expectations and conventional objectives. True adventure, however, can be experienced in the unpredictability of everyday activities when you're open to the unfamiliar. Modern-day vagabonding presents opportunities for genuine adventure in forms you might not expect. Using squat toilets in Turkey, sampling fried insects at a Chinese market, or enduring a third-class train ride across India. These experiences might be far removed from the glamorous escapades depicted in movies, but are no less significant. Adventure, therefore, isn't always about scaling the highest peaks or diving the deepest oceans. It can be found in simple, unexpected activities that challenge and expand your perspectives. Embracing these experiences can propel you out of your comfort zone, offering a slice of adventure in the most unanticipated moments. The true spirit of adventure in vagabonding lies in taking that leap of faith into the unknown and discovering joy in the journey itself, no matter where it leads. Part 8. Keeping your travel spark alive with creativity. It's a common misconception that the excitement of travel never wanes. However, even the most picturesque scenery, like a serene lagoon in a tropical paradise, can lose its charm if you see it day in and day out. To maintain the allure of your adventures, it's essential to incorporate creativity into your travel routine. When you continuously travel, it's natural to slip into a routine even in the most exotic locations. While lounging on the pristine beaches of Guatemala sounds idyllic, there might come a time when the thrill begins to fade. This often happens because the dream of a perfect getaway is usually crafted in stark contrast to our everyday environments, like imagining a sun-drenched beach from a cold, bustling city. However, the reality of living that dream day after day can become monotonous. To counter this, one effective strategy is to vary your modes of transportation. For instance, while traveling in Laos, I once bought a small fishing boat and spent 3 weeks exploring the Mekong River. On another occasion in Burma, I purchased a local bicycle and pedaled my way south for 10 days. These methods not only brought new energy to my travels, but also allowed for unique interactions and experiences that wouldn't have been possible if I had stuck to more conventional routes. Another dynamic approach to keeping your travels interesting is to engage in local work. Working while traveling isn't typically about the money. It's more about deepening your connection to the places you visit and gaining new perspectives. Jobs can range from teaching English to working on a farm, and often they just cover daily expenses. However, they enrich your journey by immersing you more deeply into the local culture and community. Some travelers even find opportunities in hostels, which might provide free accommodation in exchange for help. Both changing your travel methods and working locally are powerful ways to breathe new life into your adventures. By staying creative and flexible, you ensure that each day brings something new and exciting, keeping the spirit of vagabonding alive. Final summary. The core message of this book lies in redefining the essence of travel. Unlike typical tourists who seek brief respites from their daily routines, motivated by ticking boxes next to top attractions, vagabonders engage with the world in a profoundly different manner. This deeper, more enriching approach to travel isn't about escaping life, but embracing it fully through varied experiences and encounters. Vagabonding emphasizes the importance of mindfulness, particularly with regards to finances, preparation, and engagement with local cultures. By managing resources wisely, preparing just enough to remain adaptable, and truly connecting with people rather than merely places, vagabonders unlock a richer tapestry of global experiences. These principles guide long-term travelers to not just see the world, but to genuinely experience and soak in its diverse splendors, turning each journey into a series of life-changing adventures. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.